This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 6 for Thursday, August 4th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkinson. ICE futures canola contracts posted solid gains Thursday, recovering after the losses posted earlier this week. Canola up $20 to $26, November up $21.90 at $843.80 per ton. Strength in outside markets, including European rapeseed and Chicago soybeans, provided spillover support, although Malaysian palm oil held steady on the day. Hot and dry forecasts for the U.S. Corn Belt were behind some of the strength in soybeans that spilled into canola. Canadian crop conditions remain relatively favorable for the time being, although development of the canola crop is behind normal, and that should be keeping some weather premiums in the futures. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all higher, as shifting Midwestern weather forecasts provided some support. Supportive chart signals added to the gains in soybeans. The November contract up 48 cents at the final bell at $14.17 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales included net cancellations of 11,000 tons of old crop business and new crop sales of 410,000 tons. That new crop business was in line with expectations, while pre-report ideas had been for much larger old crop cancellations, and the relatively solid export demand was supportive. While there is some moisture in the forecasts for parts of the Midwest, the overall outlook remains hot and dry, and that gave the soy market a boost. Positioning ahead of next week's USDA supply-demand report remained a feature. Corn also found support from the hot and dry Corn Belt weather. The September contract up 10 cents at $6.02 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales included 58,000 tons of old crop business and an additional 257,000 tons of new crop that was in line with expectations. Wheat futures, they were higher across the board, with chart-based buying a feature as prices held above major support levels. Minneapolis up 21 cents in the September contract at $8.96 per bushel. Kansas City up 24 cents in September at $8.60 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's up 18 cents in the September contract at $7.82 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of about 250,000 tons were at the lower end of expectations. The U.S. winter wheat harvest is nearing completion, and that's causing seasonal harvest pressure to ease up. Next week's USDA report will include revisions to spring wheat area in Minnesota and the Dakotas after this year's later-than-normal seeding. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, August 4th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkinson.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.